And welcome to another episode of that 401k podcast. This time we're actually going to have a recording where we can hear everything, but that was the whole story about that last week. Ari Rosenbaum here with Dan Venturi. We are in a freezing hotel room here in Kansas City, right by Kauffman Stadium. Or is it Kauffman Stadium? Or is it?
Let's go Kauffman.
Okay. Well, you know, whatever. But we're here in Kansas City, and of course, we've had fun. We're recording this, of course, the day before, the night before that 401k conference, which will be at Kauffman Stadium with our guest Danny Jackson. So we've had a couple of fun-filled days. Well, it was more really one fun-filled day here in Kansas City. How's been the experience, Dan?
It's been great. The ball game was awesome. We had a special treat this morning. We spent some time over at the Negro League Museum. Just a ton of amazing history, learning about a bunch of, you know, amazing ball players and sort of wondering what it would have been like had a Jackie Robinson come 20 or 30 years before Jackie Robinson. Then we went over and there isn't a team store, professional team store, that Ari does not like. So we got to double down today. We hit the Chief Stadium over at Arrowhead, and then right before the Royals took on the Devil Rays today, we hit that team store. So that was a blast. And coming from New York, you know, and folks on the East Coast have an understanding of exactly how expensive it is to go to a sporting event. Out here, we were maybe 10 seats from home plate, right?
Yeah, some of that.
Right along, just on the third base side of home plate, and seats were $30. They had an amazing concept. You overpay for basically your meal. It was like $20 for a hot dog, fries, and a Coke, but unlimited refills. So that was phenomenal. And then we hit quite possibly one of the best barbecue spots on the planet, Joe's Barbecue, which is tucked into a gas station just on the other side of the Missouri-Kansas line. So that was wonderful. It's been an action-filled afternoon. Looking forward to tomorrow, and you know, sharing some fun stories with you guys tonight.
Yeah, it was you know, it's my first time to Kansas City. You know, you're Jewish. You know, being a Jewish kid from Brooklyn, never thought I'd be in Kansas City. I don't know why I always say that, but you know, there are Jews in Kansas City. We proved that today by we went after the Negro League Museum. And, you know, I went to the Negro League Museum. To me, it's a big fan of baseball history, big fan of, you know, baseball. And, you know, to me, it's I always joke that the two worst things, the two biggest scandals and shames of baseball, of course, number one is the color line, you know, that they actually had Negro Leagues. They had the segregation for 47. And, of course, the second biggest, to me, shame to baseball is that the Florida Marlins won two World Series. So,
which, coincidentally enough, is the exact number of World Series the New York Mets have won.
Well, that's I think, part of it. I think if the Mets have won five or six World Series, I wouldn't be you know, harboring that you know, that thing. That, you know, my problem with it. So after the Negro League Museum, we went to Michigan Bagels. Just because I like the name. For those who are of the non-Jewish persuasion,
and Gentiles.
That's a majority. I don't like that word. Non-Jews. To me, I don't like the Gentile. I just never liked that term. But anyway, Mishugana, of course, means crazy in Yiddish. Making me Mishugana is a phrase that I would say to my daughter all the time, and she gives it back to me. So. We went there, and quite honestly, the bagels weren't that bad. The bagels weren't that bad because, you know, they bake it, and the point of why certain bagels are good and why certain bagels are not, it's got nothing to do with the water. You know, there's a chain of bagel restaurants in Massachusetts and some other states they call Brooklyn Water Bagels, trying to suggest that it has something to do with Brooklyn water. So they filter the water like Brooklyn, which I don't know, maybe they dirty it, maybe it's from the Gowanus, then make it that way or whatever. But, you know, it's got nothing to do with it. You know, listen, I live on Long Island now. bagels are just as good there as they're in Brooklyn. And Queens had some pretty good bagels. There were some pretty good places in Forest Hills on Austin Street. I forget, what was that name? There was a place over there that was actually really good that I'd buy bagels from. So, you know, it's got nothing to do with Brooklyn. It's got to do with the fact that they, boil and bake. When you steam bagels instead of boiling them, that's why they come out looking and tasting like rolls instead of bagels. So, you know, they knew how to make the bagels. What was interesting is they didn't make the, it was more of a traditional New York type bagel bakery because they didn't have all the weird different flavors. When your weirdest flavor is, cinnamon raisin, I mean, that's usually the crazy one. You know, you didn't have sun-dried tomato or blueberry or, rainbow, different colors. And, you know, I was talking to somebody today about Thomas English muffins. They make their own bagels, and they actually had a birthday cake mini bagel, which culturally, as a Jew from Brooklyn, I find that insulting. And of course, Dan is right. We did go to the protein stores. I have kids, and they want things, and my son's a big sports fan, and so, you know, when Arrowhead is next to Kauffman Stadium, you know, right there, you take advantage of that. You know, he wants to. You know, I'm sure he'll like the Pat Mahomes shirt, and he wanted a George Brett shirt from Kauffman, so that was fun. And the beer, you know, they had Boulevard beer, so, you know, I got to do what the locals do and try out that beer. That was actually good. The game was great. You know, like Dan said, $35 is sitting right behind home plate. And, you know, New York, you're sitting in the outfield, or at Yankee Stadium, you're probably sitting in the upper deck for $35.
If you can even get into the stadium.
Well, these days, I think you can. When they're selling tickets on Groupon and all that stuff, I think you can go. But all in all, it was a fun event. And then, of course, tomorrow we got that 401k conference in Kansas City. And, of course, by the time you're listening to it, you'll be listening to it the day of. You know, if you're not there, you're not there. But we got a good crowd. Danny Jackson's our guest. People forget that he was on the 85 Royals. I didn't remember that he was. For some reason, I always think of him on the Pittsburgh Pirates, and he was only there in 92. He was there on the Reds in 90. I don't know why I don't remember that. But he was. And, you know, it's going to be a great event, and we're going to have more barbecue. Tonight we went to Joe's Barbecue, as Dan said, and quite honestly, it's considered the greatest barbecue place in the United States. The New York Post said so, and, you know, I believe everything that's in the New York Post.
Why wouldn't you?
That's a joke from the movie Top Secret. I forgot the character's name, and he's like, he's a complete moron. He believes everything he reads in the New York Post. And of course, Top Secret is a very underrated Zucker Brothers movie. Of course, with Jim Abrams directing it as well.
Charlie Sheen?
No, that's Hot Shots, and that was only Jim Abrams. That was not a Zucker Brothers. They kind of split off, and he did Hot Shots and Hot Shots Part 2. And we went to Joe's Barbecue, and quite honestly, it's probably the best barbecue I've ever had. Not that I've ever had that many barbecues, but the food was amazing. And, you know, now we're here back taping, well, you know, joking that I'm taping an episode. We're recording an episode. I know there's no longer tape involved.
You said we were going to film.
Tape, film, it's the same concept. Words. But anyway. Let's start plugging some more events. After Kansas City, we'll be in Denver on June 14th. The guest is, what's his name, Ryan Spielberg? He's not related to Steven Spielberg. He played for the Rockies, and now he's a broadcaster for the Rockies. So apparently, you know, I can't get the greatest guest for Denver. I'm sorry. Our budget only goes so far. The same budget that got us Andre Dawson got us Ryan. A guest is a guest is a guest. We'll be in Cleveland in September. That's going to be a lot of fun. That is going to be September 20th, a Friday night. We're going to get a game against the Phillies. Try to get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Got to see all the greats over there. You know, for me, it's Aerosmith, Queen, Kiss.
Speaking of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, this one blew me away today, guys. So we were at the Negro League Museum.
Oh, that's right.
And not apparently, I mean, we confirmed it. Geddy Lee, the lead singer of Rush, basically donated his collection of signed baseballs. And there must have been, what, 200-300 of them?
It was one of the most amazing collections of signed balls that I ever seen because, first of all, it's, you know, it obviously was fairly recent. I mean, there were some older balls in there, and, you know, the balls were pristine, you know, like lily white. You know, they weren't yellowed, and it was just an amazing collection. And all of a sudden, you know, Dane notices Geddy Lee, and he's like, oh, it can't be that Geddy Lee. I'm like, yeah, I know he's a big baseball fan, and how many Geddy Lees are there? It's not a really popular name. And so that, you know, I looked up on Google, whatever, and it turns out, yeah, Geddy Lee had this big collection that he donated at this Negro League Baseball Museum.
So, I mean, aside from being a kick-ass musician, he, you know, is a illuminated fan of baseball, right?
And he is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, Rush is definitely in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
You'll be surprised who's not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Recent, but you know, I think within 5 years or so.
Yeah, I think it took them a long time to get in. There's certain bands out there that, you know, Kiss, I think, is a big example of one that, you know, kind of got passed aside for many years. And, you know, Journey finally made it. And, you know, Styx, I think, are going to have a tough time getting in. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, to me, is only, you know, it's a creature of, you know, what Jan Wenner wants to see get in the hall. And, you know, certain acts are still not in there, but whatever. But Geddy Lee's in there. And now he's in the Negro League Museum, Baseball Museum, because he gave such a nice donation. I don't know if it's loaned or it's for forever, but it was a really interesting thing. So, yeah, September 20th, we'll be there in Cleveland, Ohio. We'll be at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That's going to be a lot of fun. Then we got, I think it's Friday, October 13th, is it? Or 11th? I think it's the 11th, maybe. Foxborough, Massachusetts, our first football-themed That Foreign K Conference. And we're going to try, some of us are probably try to go to the Patriots-Giants game the night before. That's how the schedule worked. Some will say that that was a good thing. Some will say that that's a bad thing. And I think the only bad thing is when I'd wanted to stay at the hotel right by Foxborough, and for Thursday night, it's only $800. So
only.
We'll have to stay somewhere else.
Only.
And, you know, and after that, we're probably going to book a event for November at MetLife Stadium, and then in December, we'll be at AT&T Stadium. But most importantly, let's talk about that 401k National Conference. It's a national event that we're going to have at Disney World next March 10th and 11th, 2020. This was my idea with Dan, and this will be the event that will either make us or break us. It's at the Disney Swan, great hotel right by Epcot. Attendance is, you know, not, it's going to be on the cheaper side compared to some of the other national events. You'll have the ability to buy discount Disney tickets. There will be a good room rate at the Disney Swan. It's going to be a 2-day event. We're doing it on a Monday, Tuesday. So Saturday, Sunday, tour the parks. You know, Disney's, the Hollywood Studios are going to have the new Star Wars Galaxy's Edge or Galaxy's End or whatever. They're going to have the new Star Wars land open by then. It's going to be a fun event. You know, a little bit more laid back than some of the other national events. We're only going to have one room of seminars, so, you know, if you're participating as a planned sponsor, you don't have to worry that somehow, you know, you have no attendees or, you know, people not showing up. And, of course, we'll have athlete appearances like we always do. So it's going to be a fun event. Ticket information will be available soon. Sponsorship brochures are available on JD Supra, and I believe shortly on that 401ksite.com, you'll see the link for the Disney event. It's going to be fun, I guarantee it. We'll do some interesting things that are different from some of the national events. And of course, my joke is you will not see the same five speakers that are at every event. And of course, that's a statement that will get me in a lot of trouble, but that's, you know,
kind of what we do here.
This is what we do. Listen, you know, we're, you know, kind of the, you know, in the catalog, I actually said I'm the, I actually said in this, I have a sponsorship brochure. Again, you could see that. And I said, I am, you know, I think it's a throwaway line. It reminds me of David Letterman, but I said I'm the world's most dangerous arrest attorney.
It's true.
Just because, you know, I'm kind of frank and, you know, I'm not, you know, playing nice with some people, I guess. But I kind of tell it as I see it. And so you will not see the same five people who speak at every single event. Who those five people are, I actually don't really know, but it just I always seems to be
those five people. They know.
They know who they are. I don't know who they are, but they know who they are, and they will not be speaking at the event. Except I think one of the people that are on the list is actually speaking. No, it's not even one person we're talking about. But anyway, go to the site, see the prospectus information. You want to be a sponsor for the event. You're not going to have to rob a bank to pay for it. Some of these, you know, other events I've seen, not just, you know, 401k events, but anytime somebody wants you to speak at an event or sponsor a table, you're just, you know, paying a lot of money and you're not really seeing a benefit for it. So the sponsorships are going to be a lot less than you see somewhere else. To me, you know, we want to have the event pay for itself. But we also, you know, it's always important in this business to build relationships. And, you know, it's a really, you know, as my friend Rich LaRue would always say, it's a relationship-driven business. And it's extremely important out there to, you know, there'll be ample time for networking. And, you know, Dan and I see that from these conferences that we do, you know, that 401k conference, and what number are we on? I don't even know.
Six, seven?
No, I don't know. And it's like, do you include Tampa twice because we had two events in Tampa, or we don't? I don't even know.
But it's included twice.
We've had more than six. And what's great about these events, to me, it's, you know, yeah, I go on and speak for 5 minutes and I, you know, do my airplane presentation, which we'll have to probably retire soon. But what's great about the events is networking with people. And, you know, we've met a lot of great people over time. You know, I just met an advisor in L.A. and he wants me to write some of his, you know, agreements. And we've met auditing firm that has been, you know, a couple of auditing firms. And, you know, it's great to, you know a, you know, good auditor here and there. And, you know, it's really helped us along. And it'll continue again in Kansas City. You know, we have some great presenters. You know, Dan's got his thing with the 316 and TPA services. Mm-hmm. Kravitz has always been there since day one, which we always thank them for. Fiduciary Wise, they were in Atlanta, so they're going to be here again in Kansas City. They did a great presentation. We're going to have Lincoln doing it, presentation. And I'm really looking forward to Thrive, our friends at Thrive. And if you haven't heard of Thrive, well, Google it. David Krasnow has this great student loan matching program. So I think it's another great idea, of course, that's becoming a really popular thing.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, 8 is also the number, I think, Ari, in terms of the
one of these days we can number it, like WrestleMania, I guess. I don't know.
Or UFC, right? They're up to like 200 and something. But going back, and I think Ari sort of purposely glossed over a really important part of the national conference. Bring your families, guys. It's Disney. You're getting tickets at 30% off at the park. It's a great deal. I mean, aside from all the value you're going to get from the conference, the connections, the community, the team that Ari and I always talk about, that's important to build, to bring to a table when you're in front of a plan sponsor. Aside from all that stuff, it's just going to be a lot of fun hanging out with your family at Disney and not having to spend a fortune.
Yeah, I mean, I did explain that, yeah, you have the weekend over there, but I did gloss over the fact that the idea why Disney was, again, when I do events, why are we at Kauffman Stadium? Well, you know, it's better than, you know, the Marriott, the local Marriott or whatever it is. We want to do something unique and memorable. And, you know, Las Vegas is one of my favorite cities. Dallas is a great city. Nashville is a great city. San Diego is a great city. But I want Disney because it's a family-friendly place. Listen, I travel. I don't travel as much as some other providers do. You know, I see, you know, the people, you know, my friend Richard Leary, may rest in peace. He was a top TPA salesperson. You know, he was 4 or 5 days, you know, traveling. And he was, you know, living out of a suitcase. So the idea is we are going to have an event. It's a family-friendly event. Bring your kids, bring your spouse, bring your significant other or whoever, you know, bring the mother-in-law or whoever you want to bring. But bring them to the event because it's going to make it easier. It's going to be a fun spot. And, you know, then you don't have to worry about, you know, other plans that you have to make. And it's in March. You know, there's never really a downtime at Disney. But, you know, more so in, you know, late December or spring break or, you know, sometime in the summer. So it's a great opportunity. It's going to be a lot of fun. Again, we're going to have an athlete appearance every day, have some interesting topics. We're going to have a lot of, you know, different networking events. We'll have the exhibit room, probably develop and sell T-shirts. You know, my TPA T-shirt, we're going to have to redo that and sell it. I think that that is going to be a big moneymaker, you know.
And we're also developing, and we'll probably have a little bit more information on this in the coming months, but we're going to develop a sort of an advisor boot camp, bunch of different things that we're going to cram into a few hours, soup to nuts, everything from, you know, understanding ERISA to, you know, prospecting to leveraging social media, negotiating with providers and record keepers, the best way to evaluate them, benchmark them, all that super important stuff that I'm not sure the industry is getting in a single source. So that's something that we're developing. And we're going to make a huge announcement tomorrow. So tune in to next week's podcast to hear more about that.
Well, probably the next week's podcast, because we're probably going to film two episodes today. So
we're doubling down today.
We're going to have to, because we have to make it up for the...
We owe it to the people.
Well, I always like to have one in the can, as they say, before we film another one.
As they say.
And I say film, as opposed to recording.
We're industry types now.
I'm stuck in the 80s, where we film.
Where we film.
We tape, we record. Yes. No, we record.
Yes.
So, yeah, I mean, we're going to have a lot of fun things that we're working on, and that's you know, probably the reason why this episode's a throwaway episode. But it's not really a throwaway episode. We want to tell you about some of the things that we're working on. And again, these events are fun. Yeah, I know it's hard to get advisors to attend events, but, you know, these are memorable events, and, you know, they're exciting and they're interesting. And, you know, listen, going to a game, seeing a former athlete, it's something memorable, and, you know, that's what we are, and that's why the National Conference is going to be the same thing.
I mean, Ari goes to card shows a lot with his son, and, you know, we meet once a week at our usual spot, the Cheesecake Factory, and he tells me all the time about how much it costs to get an autograph from a lot of these athletes. They're the same guys that are coming to these conferences. Right, so not only are you getting all the content, not only are you getting a stadium tour, not only are you getting lunch, but you're also getting to spend time with a hometown athlete of the city we're in. We've had, what, 2 Hall of Famers already?
Yeah.
Boggsy and Dawson. Right. We've had Dwight Gooden, who, you know, isn't a Hall of Famer, but he was a damn good pitcher in his day. You know, it just alone, I've said it probably, you know, a bunch of times on the podcast, if it's not the best, it's definitely one of the best values in this industry. You know, and there are a lot worse ways to spend a Friday morning than hanging out at a ballpark, you know, learning stuff, hanging out with your colleagues, meeting folks, you know, learning about your local team, meeting, you know, one of your childhood heroes. So it's a good way to spend a Friday morning. So we invite you to come out to Denver, Cleveland, Dallas, and definitely take the time to come out to the National Conference in March. It's going to be a blast. We're going to do a lot of things different. You're going to have Disney. mark it on your calendars, guys. We look forward to seeing you out there.
Okay, so that's going to wrap up this week's episode, and because we're going to tape another episode very soon. So anyway, until next time, it's Ari and Dan signing off. Take care.
Have a good weekend.